They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw. There it is. That's the straw, you see. Watch it. And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Catchphrase.
I drink it up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Whoa.
Whoa, is that DDL?
Why?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
That was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
You rocked my life. You've truly rocked my life.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
We got a lot of stuff we got to get to in this break. Either start diving into Regis. Start diving into the Oscars, as lame as they were.
Uh-huh.
We do have some loose ends to follow up. We do have the loose end of the DJ from Texas that we called on Friday's episode to help him find a job.
See if he's had any success yet.
We also have the backstory with our former producer, Frank Murphy.
Frank was supposed to analyze the opening segment of our show from last week.
Yeah. Yes, and give us a critique. Now, we ran long in the first segment today. We might have to put Frank off until tomorrow. It would be, it's only appropriate, isn't it?
It's appropriate to perhaps tomorrow. I mean, the day after.
This week, we'll get to it.
For sure.
This week. Yeah. Hold on.
We'll get to it.
This month.
Fair.
Is there or is there not an extra day in this month?
There is. Leap year.
Robbie?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is?
That is correct. The 29th.
Book him on the 29th.
29th?
No, you know what? Tomorrow. Tell him tomorrow.
Same time.
Same time, same bat station.
You got it.
Very good.
Same time. All right. Frank Murphy.
Frank will critique our show.
Good. Tomorrow.
We'll get to it.
Not today. Let's call the other guy. Let's call the guy from Texas that wanted to be a news guy.
Uh-huh. That's right. He's the disabled Texas newscaster.
Partly. Yeah.
Partially disabled.
That's right. I forgot about that.
He's got muscular dystrophy. Is that what he has?
But he can work and he's looking
for it. But he can work and he's doing okay.
Right.
All right, so we'll call Jeff Autry to see if he got any response at all from our nationwide. Look at Frank back there. Or Rob.
Rob, oops. Oh, my God.
Hello, Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, hold on
What's
a second,
going
dude.
On, Don
hold
and Mike?
Hang hold on, Jeff.
Hold on, dude. Hold on.
Rob's on the phone. Is he calling?
Frank? I see Rob must have Frank's voicemail.
He's waiting to leave a message.
Hold on, dude. Jeff, we're listening in on something.
We're listening in on one other thing. We'll get right to you. Hold on.
Can't do it after four tomorrow. How about the following day? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he knows us.
Sure he does. Frank knows what's going on. Rob has been sent as our consigliere.
Yeah.
And listen to Frank. Listen to Frank just loading up on Rob.
Boy, he is loading up on Rob.
Rob isn't
doing much talking.
Frank is a wordsmith.
Maybe he's giving him the critique.
Wow.
He's probably hearing about Frank's busy schedule.
I'd love to know what's going on here.
All right, how about Thursday then? What day is the best for you?
Oh, he's doing to us what we do to him.
We're working towards the 29th.
Well, now it becomes a bit of a battle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow really is best for us, Robbie. Hey, Robbie?
Right, well, let me check with Don, see if we can get you on before 4 tomorrow, and I'll shoot you an email either way.
Before 4? No way. How about after 4? How about at 4 exactly? Oh, he's walked out of the room. You know what?
4:01.
Rob has just gone into a cone of silence.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So he can't hear what's going on. Here now, from the great state of Texas, here is DJ, newsman, handicapped man, Jeff Autry. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
What's going on?
Hey. Hi there. Oh, hold on again, Jeff. Robbie, hi.
Boy, you got Frank on his busy week.
Yeah.
There's Radiothon this week, and he has client meetings. He can do tomorrow, but he must be done by 4.
Ah, all right. Tell him we'll shoot for it. 4 days.
Yeah, we'll try.
All right.
We'll try.
Yeah. Shoot him an email, and if not, maybe later. Just say we'll shoot for tomorrow. If not, maybe later in the week or next week.
All right. Yeah. Or maybe next month.
No, come on. No, we do want to have him on.
Right.
In the month of February.
That's absolutely, and that's
of
reasonable.
This year?
Yes, this
that's
year.
That's very reasonable.
This right. year. Uh-huh. Tomorrow. We'll have him on tomorrow.
All right. Because he has to get his nap.
Why does he have to get a nap?
He does a morning show.
Oh, I forgot.
And he has an evening gig tomorrow night.
He's one of those morning men that does the nap.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
He has a gig tomorrow night. I didn't ask him what.
Oh, okay.
And because, you see, that's the problem with Wednesday. Wednesday's his tired day.
He's very busy.
Gig. Yeah.
He's a busy guy.
100 miles an hour all the time. Go, go, go.
Hello, yeah. Jeff.
Hello.
Hi there. Jeff, welcome back to the show. Jeff, we had you on Friday. Have you gotten any nibbles at all? Did you get a call from anybody in the radio business to help you out, my friend?
No, not yet, man.
You haven't even gotten one nibble yet,
unfortunately,
huh?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Not even from the guy at the station in Iowa City, KCJJ?
KCJJ, no, I haven't.
Ever called?
No, Jeff, no, they haven't called. Just to recap, you are willing to travel if the situation is right.
Yeah.
You're interested in being a newsman.
That's right.
And not just a regular DJ.
No.
And you now, would you do DJing if it was available to you?
Oh, yes.
This is interesting. Rob said we did get three emails from three of our stations to say that they were not interested.
Oh, they sent that along?
Yeah, they sent notes to us on our website, three of our affiliate stations.
Nice. Sorry, to respond.
Jeff, we're going
to
keep you on the front page. We'll check in with you during the week, my friend. We really hope we can help you find a gig.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, hang in there, Jeff.
Jeff, okay. Before you go, would you talk up a record for us just to hear how it might sound?
Okay, what do you got in mind?
Oh, well, let me see.
Get something handy?
You want a nice long intro?
Yeah.
How about, well, we just played Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. That's like 30 seconds.
Spirit in the Sky.
Okay. Remember that one?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Uplifting there.
Okay, here you go. KCBQ.
Welcome back to live.
Oops.
There it is. Go, Jeff.
You're listening to WARW in Washington, D.C., and this is your DJ, LJ. Here you go.
Oh, you got more to fill there.
Got a little more music.
How are you doing? I am Bobby Wheelchair. Bobby W. Chair. My name is Handy.
I'm not in a wheelchair.
Oh, you're not in a wheelchair. All
not
right.
in a wheelchair.
But right. I do have the parking certificate. KHJ.
But I am rocking and rolling.
You are rocking. All right. Good for you. Good for you, Jeff.
All right, we will continue to water you every day like the chia plant that we hope you are.
And we hope that you sprout and get that gig that you are looking for.
Excellent.
Okay, beautiful. Nice talking to you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
It actually might be funny to talk to Frank in the first hour tomorrow to
see
if he does have.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Sure. See if he's got a real recommendation about the show.
He's a busy man. He's a very, very busy man.
Sure he is.
Extraordinarily busy.
From those of you learning about radio from this show, as many people do, and I try to learn for our show from radio, Radio and Records, that magazine that has all the tips, man, this is right up our alley.
Good. Okay.
And Mike, this works for you.
Okay.
Because you're going to be taking over the show in June.
Right.
And it's an election year.
Yes.
And listen to this. The topic is election year marketing without a budget.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that I certainly have to prepare for that.
So, as on our show now, we have no budget.
No
right?
budget whatsoever. And that, hey, I'm happy to announce that will not change.
More than 70% of Americans say that they've given the 2008 election a lot of thought. So, radio listeners want election information.
What was that percentage, Don?
70% of Americans.
Write that down, Rob.
Say they've thought about the election. So, what do you do? How can you maximize this for your radio station in 2008 if you have no budget?
Yeah.
There are six easy ways.
Rob just handed me a post-it that said 70%.
You told me to write it
there
down.
We go.
Now, you got to understand that this isn't a radio magazine that other radio guys read to try to learn how to do stuff.
Exactly.
Professionals.
Number one, let the listeners do the work.
Yes.
Always. Challenge listeners to create 30-second commercials for their favorite candidate and upload them to your site.
Oh,
the
no.
hell? Who wrote this?
This is written by Mike Stern, who writes the News Talk sports column for Radio and Records.
Howard's under-talented brother.
Little Mikey.
After an initial entry period, have listeners vote on which submission is best. Blah, blah, blah.
It's like a mini version of your own election.
For a lower tech idea, challenge your listeners to submit creative bumper sticker slogans.
Super!
They can be for or against the candidate or about any part of the election process. Again, have listeners vote on favorites and produce a limited run, 25 of the bumper sticker.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. It's supposed to be low budget. You've just taken us out of that idea, too.
Here's your second great idea.
Okay.
Playing with cardboard. create life-size cardboard stand-ups of each candidate to take to station events and snap pictures of listeners with their favorite.
Hey, listen, I'm coming down to the car dealership, down to the old dealership. Can I bring my cardboard cutout of Barack Obama with me?
Hold on. This gets so retarded, and you wonder
this
why
radio... This is really supremely retarded.
Listen, and you wonder why radio is so bass-ackward. Listen to this. Uh-huh. It goes on. After the people get the pictures taken with the cardboard.
Right. Yeah, after you put the gun in your mouth.
Post the pictures on your station's website.
Oh, super.
Where people can download them.
Sure.
When the stand-ups, the cardboard, have run their course, throw a charity event where listeners pay to throw eggs at the candidate they're against.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mike,
I'd like to know where this has been done, where this advice has been taken.
Hold on.
In Mike Stern's head.
Mike Stern, get me his number.
No, the radio stations quoted are KTAR Phoenix,
uh-huh.
KMBZ Kansas City,
KMZ,
and KOKV Jacksonville.
Well, I'm glad that it hasn't made it across to the East Coast.
Still continuing on point number two. Cardboard and
still on the cardboard cutouts.
Oh, yeah.
You get three uses for these.
Cardboard and popsicle stick masks of the candidates are simple to make and have several applications.
Simple to make. It's arts and crafts.
Assemble a group of listeners holding masks, and you have created a photo opportunity for newspaper and TV stations looking for lighter election-related stories to cover.
I am. I don't think I'm being out of line when I suggest this might be illegal what this guy is doing.
Mike, number
this
three.
This is very bad to be giving DJs this advice.
The number three hint. Was that John McCain?
Oh, is it a
game?
No. Is it a hoax?
Host a candidate look-alike contest.
Oh!
Super!
It will attract newspaper and TV coverage.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Have a debate among your winning lookalikes.
Call the Post.
We all know how much fun lookalikes are.
Play winners' talent fees to do station appearances.
Then cut cardboard cutouts out of the listeners.
Number four.
There's a fourth?
There's six.
Oh, God.
Bumper sticker polls.
Yeah.
Produce a bumper sticker for each candidate.
I thought they said that at number one.
It's a different one.
Oh, all right.
That includes your station's logo.
Oh, super way to promote the station.
Go to client locations for drive-up polling with votes represented by stickers going on bumpers.
Hey, listen, got a candidate bumper sticker. Got my Mike Huckabee bumper sticker right now, and he's a cardboard cutout in the back of my car.
Can we
leave it at your dealership?
Two more. This is the one that just will make you puke.
We're building.
I'm already.
Free staffing. High school journalism students yield great cub reporters.
Okay, now we're getting into Chris Hansen territory here.
Mm-hmm. Equip high school individuals with the necessary tools to file reports.
Oh, gnarly.
You will be surprised at the creative, compelling content.
Thank you, Little Billy.
That teenagers can generate.
Appreciate that, Little Billy. Thanks so much.
If it's good enough, run it on air.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea until one of the high school reporters gets into Mr. Burbank's stash.
Because, Mike, if student reporters know when their content is going to be on, you can bet friends, family, and schoolmates will tune in.
That's a wonderful idea. And, as a matter of fact, you can call Cub reporters real Cubs.
Many times, you can trade out ads in the student newspaper.
Brilliant. Super idea.
And finally, number six.
And this is usually the best. They save the best for last.
Yep. File this one for November.
Right.
Create a recycling plan for election signs.
No.
Reward listeners.
Now I'm, it's funny. Pissed me off.
I told you.
Mike Stern finally pissed me off.
Reward the listener who brings in the most signs. A word of caution.
Hey, Stern, it's up to the people that put the signs out there to recover them.
A word of caution. Check your state regulations.
Uh-huh.
Taking signs from a person's lawn can be considered petty theft for up to 10 days after the election.
Yeah, those that can't do teach.
Of course, TV coverage you get when the station gets in trouble for cleaning up might just be worth it.
Hello, Channel 9. We got a couple of our high school Cub reporters out recovering yard signs after the election. That'd be something to put on with Barbara Harrison and Joe Krebs.
Idiotic. And then he ends it with this. Get your brainstorm on. Donaldson Coffee. Small price to pay for generating great ideas for your radio station.
Doesn't just have to be tax day.
Gather a group of employees representing all departments of the station. Explain and enforce the rules of brainstorming. Well, the first thing is
explain and enforce.
That's what it says.
What's the bio on this guy? Where does he work? Where does he come
right here,
from?
Right here, Mike. Explain and enforce the rules of brainstorming so everyone feels comfortable participating.
Okay.
If things start to slow down, here are two lists you can use to spark ideas.
They're what that you can use?
Two lists.
Oh, a list.
Challenge your group to add to these lists and use them to spark new connections.
Hey, Sparky.
What is this? Station resources, hosts, websites, new staff, bloggers, Facebook,
toilet paper,
my face,
and tears.
My space,
and tears.
Go to listener gathering places.
Buy some extra orange spray.
I think I'd be serious. Go to listener gathering places such as churches,
right? Churches,
churches, Kiwanis Club, Knights of Columbus, bingo halls. Early bird dinner specials.
Yeah.
And PTA meetings. If you come up with any brainstorming ideas you'd like to share or need the rules of brainstorming sent to you, email mstern@radioandrecords.com.
Why don't you just paint your beanbag blue and straddle the median?
Joe.
And see if you can get arrested.
Joe, are you back there, JoJo?
Yes, Don.
Be a love.
Yes.
And send an email on behalf of the Don and Mike Show to mstern@radioandrecords.com.
Please do.
And tell him we would like him to share the rules of brainstorming.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent idea. Excellent notion.
Because it says if you would like to share or need the rules of brainstorming sent to you, email me at. So we'll email the guy from the radio column.
I like it when they try to give a formula or an explanation for things that don't require a formula or explanation.
True enough.
For example, brainstorming. We've all, in every business, we've all heard what brainstorming is. You get together and hash around ideas.
Mike, I think I need it explained to me in an email from Mike Stern from Radio and Records.
I think you do also, even though you coined your own name for it, spitballing.
Don't forget, we got to get our cardboard cutouts ready, guys.
Yes,
we
both face and full size.
And our eggs.
Yes, right. We have to get Hillary's face on a stick, Obama's face on a stick, and McCain's face on a stick.
I'm coming up with ideas with the station logo on my bumper sticker.
I want to reach a lot of listeners. Do you think I should go first to the Kiwanis Club or to the bingo hall?
I would
go to your church.
My church?
Yes.
I'll cover the church.
I want to get every high school journalism student out there as a Cub reporter, and we're going to put those reports on the air.
Yeah. And now here's a report from Billy. Hello, little Billy.
Billy, what do you have?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
That's right, he said during his interview with Hillary Clinton. Amazing access granted to little Billy.
I think the first rule of brainstorming is don't talk about brainstorming.
Right, like Fight Club.
Fight exactly.
Club. Very Absolutely. Similar to Fight Club.
I'll bet one of the rules is there are no bad ideas. I'll bet you that's
yeah,
one of the rules of brainstorming.
There are bad ideas. We just heard seven of them.
Of course there are.
It's right out of a book.
Anyway, so please do send the guy an email. We'll follow up tomorrow on a behind-the-scenes segment with Frank Murphy and maybe with the guy from Radio and Records as well.
Maybe we put that guy on with Frank Murphy. They might have something to talk about.
We could brainstorm.
I feel like they might be kindred spirits.
I bet Frank would be able to also detail in an email how to brainstorm.
Frank smells a rat, though. You could tell. That's why Frank is kind of pushing us off. You know, it has to be right before 4. He knows this well. He produced this show. He knows what we're all about.
Plus, he wants to tell his side.
Yeah.
And that's always a scary proposition.
Well, you know, he's nice to come into our den. He's very nice to come into our den.
We'll see if we can work him in tomorrow. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
But really, when we come back, we should dive into the most boring Oscars ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it has to do with movies. It has to do with, you know, the fact that nobody was emotional, really, on any large scale when they won. A lot of factors.
Jon Stewart, I'm sorry, cats that like him. Not funny. Not
I love
funny.
Jon Stewart. I just don't think he's fun to watch as an Oscar guy.
And I had the pleasure of being absolutely on my ass sleeping last night, so I didn't have to sit through it in real time. I just was able to get up today and just TiVo through and go, okay, that sucked, that sucked, that sucked, that sucked.
You know, really, if going back to say the one thing I really did enjoy, all the songs from Enchanted. That would be my favorite part of the Oscars.
If only they'd been
Hey, I'm just brainstorming. Just brainstorming.
You can't brainstorm until we put out the email about it, Mike.
Right. Let's nominate 3 or 4 songs from the movie Enchanted. That's 20 songs from the Disney film. Delightful.
Come on out to the Don and Mike booth today and throw eggs at your favorite loser from the Academy Awards.
Coming up, we're going to get a news report from our high school reporter on the election trail.
Wearing your cardboard suit on, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.